Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Just the senior host. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5562. You know what I'm giggling about? You guys get a kick out of this. Maybe you will or you won't. I don't know. Rioters, protests, I don't know. Whatever you want to call them. Whatever makes you happy. They hate everything. I don't think they can get together on anything. The Lakers win, so let's burn down L.A. Man, our education system screwed up big time, haven't they? Who taught them this stuff? Kind of my question, right? You know, who taught them that all this stuff was good and cool and okay? This is how you celebrate. I was never told, hey, after we win the baseball game, we're going to go through town. We're going to, like, burn down buildings. Nobody ever told me that was, I mean, think of all the fun I could have had. All the fun you kept from me at an early age. I don't know, Ma. We'll have to have a talk. You never taught me about burning places down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's something you won't hear right now, especially right now. You know, September job numbers were the best since the Reagan era. Did you know that? Did anybody really focus in on it? Because, you know, Joey B is running around talking about how bad the economy's been for months and months and months and months and months. How bad this terrible has been at creating jobs this president. But first of all, let's get something straight here. I hate that term, by the way. Presidents do not create jobs. Administrations do not create jobs. You know what they do? They get out of the way for businesses to create jobs. That's what they do. So when they get out of the way and they lift some of the stupid regulations, some of the dumbest regulations, then businesses can survive and grow. Right? I mean, that's simple. You know, when the president woke up, I mean, what was it, last Friday? Friday before that, whatever. Now, it seems like it's been 20 years. We found out about the president and Melania having coronavirus. And hopefully some of you who are truly humans, you immediately sent your good vibes or prayed for the president. On an economic level, though, you know what kind of breaking news means for Wall Street? Which is a month before the election. Right? Investors, you know, they in the morning the stocks were driven down. The last jobs report before the November election was also released on Friday. Now, you're not going to read it in many other places, right? We saw the economic slowdown in September, but it was positive. I don't understand how this stuff works, and I don't pretend to. And I'm not going to tell you that I do. But frankly, the jobs numbers actually confirm that we're still experiencing the most dynamic economic recovery in American history, bar none. Right? I mean, Obama had 8 years to fix it. And when he left, see, this shows you how much the left forgets how much they lie. Because Obama said, this is it. This is all you can expect. It's never going to change. So he had no faith in anything that he put into place. He had no faith in believing that anything that he laid out was going to turn the economy around. We were done. This is what we could expect. Okay? And the Dems supported him on that. And then when Trump gets in and things turn around and the market doesn't tank like they say it's going to, and people are prospering, jobs are growing, job salaries are rising, we become energy independent. Apparently, Trump didn't have one wand. He had several magic wands. Well, now they had to start changing their tune. That happened because of everything that that Obama set up. But Obama said it would never get changed. It would never fix. He had absolutely no confidence in the policies that he put in place. This shows you they lie. None of it, they swallow it. Dealing with them most of the time is like dealing like spoiled little 17-year-olds. Really, think about it. They knot you and knot you and knot you. Let them use the car. Let them use the car. You're not responsible enough. You're not this. You're not that. You didn't do what I told you to do. Then you let them use the car just to get them out of your face. They get in an accident. They blame you for letting them use the car. This is how the Democrats operate on a regular basis. It's wrong. And we let them get away with it. This is following the four best months for job growth since the government began tracking data in 1939. 4.8 million jobs in June, 2.7 million jobs in May, 1.7 in July, 1.4 in August, and another, 661,000 jobs in September. These are the four record-setting months that preceded September's job numbers. Those numbers were the best since 1983. Right? And we're in a historic slowdown. How did that happen? How could that possibly have happened? There's no other time in history, no historical data input or anything else that parallels the magnitude, the speed of the current economic recovery. So even while the crap is hitting the fan, the man has COVID. He has been able to help create, get out of the way for jobs to be created at record levels since we've never seen before. The speed of this recovery is unheard of. We have peace in the Middle East like we haven't seen in decades, but you won't hear about that. The dictator that hated the guts of the presidents before them wishes this president a speedy recovery. China's shaking in their boots. Russia's been laying low. I'm sorry. Where's all the bad stuff happening? Oh, that's right. 200 and some odd thousand people lost their lives. Let's get into that at some point. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Dr. B joins me after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Happy Columbus Day. Well, actually, I call it Happy Guinea Day, but that's just me. Happy Columbus Day. Like I said earlier, if you just joined us, only in America can somebody get in a ship, head in the wrong direction, end up in the wrong place, just about kill everybody on the ship, and we celebrate him for almost 300 years. That's just amazing. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time he's spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Now, listen, some of you guys know I play those clips from Campus Reform and other clips, too. But I am amazed when these kids, when these young ones, when these people are actually shown that it's Joe Biden who says these words that they just called Trump a racist on, or Barack Obama said these words, or Hillary Clinton said these words, and they all attributed them to Trump. How the heck does that happen? How do they get into their brain, into their mind so far, these professors, that their instantaneous response is, if it's nasty, it has to be President Trump? Well, I have no clue. That's why I bring Dr. B on. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins us, as she does every week, and I always appreciate her time with me. So, well, first, hi. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm good. It's been a lively week. I said October was going to be lively, and it has not disappointed.
Yeah, so. Where were you last week? I wonder.
It's why I went to go pray for the president. Shame on me at Walter Reed. I'm getting all
that prayer and that God stuff. I don't know if it's really plays out anymore. You know what I'm saying? You heard that.
I'm telling you. I just prayed that he could leave the hospital, that he would feel well, that he would be COVID free by the debate, which it doesn't matter apparently because Joe doesn't want a debate. So they have to put it on Trump. And God, the psychology of all of this is quite impressive. Quite impressive how
they explain it to us that don't have a clue.
Well, just the whole play-by-play, you know, I don't know if anyone's, you know, a lot of people have seen Wag the Dog. I'm sure if you're like 40 and up, yeah, you've seen it, but it is, there's a lot of truth to it. And, you know, I'm not saying it's all perfectly scripted like that, but some of it's pretty scripted. And, you know, I've had the chance to work on several campaigns just as a consultant and also, you know, more of a, you know, a spiritual and psychological, you know, support system and praying with the candidates and things like that. So I've been in meetings and I've seen a lot about what's going on. It's very psychological, and it doesn't mean it's bad, right? It doesn't have to be bad that you psychologically need to know your audience. However, some of the tactics, let's say, of, you know, the leftist and progressive tactics. And yes, I've been privy to those as well. That's the point of, you know, working campaigns, is to study both sides and how it works. And it is very different, you know, whereas is the candidates I have worked for have kept it really ethical and, you know, about God and prayer and helping others and wanting to boost the American spirit. Truly, even President Trump, it's been a pleasure to, you know, work on his campaign. But I've seen the psychological tactics of the left, and there is brainwashing and there is manipulation and there are cult-like tactics that are used. And, you know, I'm sure that people are going, what do you know? Of course you're going to say that because you're a Republican. Well, first and foremost, I'm a Christ follower. And I'm not going to apologize for that. And it's, I just call it like I see it. So, and we're seeing brainwashing going on now for sure. For sure.
Well, it's terminologies and how you use words, right?
Yes.
It's knowing the group you're speaking to, right? Whether you're going to use fresh meat or donuts, you got to decide as to who you're speaking with and the point you're trying to get across. And if people don't think this is psychological, where they sit around and decide, what are you going to see come across the screen? And in what areas? Right?
Right.
I mean, you can't use campaign ads in the middle of Montana that would sell and do well in San Francisco and L.A., correct?
You can't. No. And there are focus groups that watch everything before it goes out. There are consultants. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes. It just blows my mind. And you look at what brainwashing is, right? It's the attempt to change the thoughts and beliefs of another person against their will. You've got to remember that part. It's not just the attempt to change the thoughts and beliefs of another person. That's fine. That's persuasion. That's something we do every day. That's what we see social media, Facebook, you know, all of these things. But against their will, that's what distinguishes brainwashing from anything else where you're trying to change the mind. So it's, you know, there's another way that in the psychology world, another term for it, we call it reform. So look at past dictators and where reform and social influence happens. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it with social media. We're seeing it, you know, with Google. And that's another interesting psychological experiment, is depending on what gender you are and whether you're married or not and what your income is and what part of the nation or world you're in, your Google options will come up very, very differently.
Yeah.
So it's all brainwashing, people. You're all just got to know. You just got to know what you're up against and don't be stupid. I've been going back and forth, since the beginning of time, but for the last few days, with some quote Christian old school friends of mine, posting scripture and just asking questions and agreeing with a few other friends and just saying, good job, keep being bold. And all I get back instantly is hate. I've been called a clown today. I've been called a homophobe, a xenophobe. That's on one, and all kinds of things just by posting God's word, which is my truth. So again, I'm like, what are you listening to? And then they automatically, it's CNN and Forbes and, you know, all these articles.
Of course.
It's, if one more person tells me that Trump called, you know, disabled, whatever, you know, people, whatever the word, right? What did he say about the lady that he didn't know was that?
Oh,
in the wheelchair.
Go ahead. I'll let you.
Just the name, just that, and servicemen and veterans and what he called them. And it's like, it's not at all what he said. So far out of context. Little sound bites. And again, it's all used to brainwash. It all comes back to brainwashing, the attempt to change the thoughts and beliefs of you against your will. So you say that you want to hear the right things, yet a lot of you get it, but there are many of you who don't. And it's just drummed into your head. It comes across your phone. It comes across your computer screen. It comes up on your radio. And I say against your will because, yeah, but maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, it's subtle, though. It's not necessarily in your face. And we'll talk about that because I want to talk about, like, you know, for instance, the Nobel Peace Prize, right? And what young people had to say about it. It's just amazing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Judge Amy Barrett vowed to fulfill her duties faithfully and impartially. if she is confirmed to the Supreme Court, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday.
Ranking Member Feinstein and members of the committee, I'm honored and humbled to appear before you today as a nominee for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I thank the President for entrusting me with this profound responsibility, as well as for the graciousness that he and the First Lady have shown my family throughout this process. I thank Senator Young for introducing me, as he did at my hearing, to serve on the Seventh Circuit. And I also thank Senator Braun for his support. And while she could not be with us via the satellite, I am also grateful to former Dean Patty O'Hara of the Notre Dame Law School.
USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like
always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. How can you not like that music, people? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. I have so much fun with you on me. Dr. Bridget Nelson, we lovingly refer to her as Dr. B, joins me again, as she does every week, to try to straighten us out, kick things off. And Dr. B, you have your own show. You have other ways that people can get a hold of you and read your writings. Tell them how to find you.
Yes, go to drbradio.com. You can go right now and chat with all of us. We got some fun friends on there, so come find me. I try to write a lot and blog a lot.
I have no
help parents out. It's all very straight up truth and love.
Yeah. Well, what kind of love? Because,
loving.
You know, remember, the Democrats were screaming, love Trump's hate. They don't look very... love, that's the kind of love I want, I'll put it that way.
You know, when the Democrats start talking about love, like love is love, what? No, it's not. God is love. And love trumps hate. What? They keep making up these things, you know? We don't like marriage. Let's do something else. Let's bring in, ponies and lions next, and genders aren't enough. Let's have five. Now there's 137. I don't know.
171 of them, actually.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Like, why would you ever vote for these people? I mean, you don't even have to be psychologically minded. Just step back for like 5 seconds.
You're a doctor. What's wrong with you? Don't you know that gender is fluid? In its gender,
I don't even know what that means.
Social construct. They have no
water
clue.
Water is fluid.
They have no clue. Go ahead.
Fluid? No, it just doesn't. Fluid. That's another word. What? Where do you get that? Fluid? Is this the binary or what is it? The binary. Those words.
Yeah. Binary. Binary neutral or binary whatever.
It's a computer. I'm not a computer. And the cisgender? I thought that was talking about my sister. I don't even know. I can't.
Well, the term, they try to make you feel stupid. Look at people, and present company, you know, excluded from this, but you know, people that are well-educated always love to put down people like me. Look, you know I'm in education, okay? I don't have an ED or a PhD or an ABCDEFG. And so those people that are well-educated, they've been in education all their lives, they've been poo-pooing me from the day I got on the board. And I get the biggest kick out of it because I go, you know what? And that's why you can't reach 70% of the families that you service, because you think so far above them that they don't know any better. You're going to pull them along whether they want to come along or not.
That's what makes you so relatable, is that you see it from a different perspective. And honestly, looking at academia and the whole world of it, I would much rather not be a participant in it or be, you know, attached to it. I sound like Joe Biden. Come on, man. Yeah. Whatever. Just, yeah, that. No, I get it. Yeah. I don't know where to go with that.
No, you can't go. Listen, you can't go anywhere with it. I frequently go over to campusreform.org. Okay, and I tell my people go over there. They got some great videos over there. If you're not a reader, which I don't understand
it
at all,
it's
go
a
grab
great
some
site.
Of the videos over there. And you see these young people, because we were talking about brainwashing, and you see these young people. And one of the videos up there, which just had me with my jaw open, drooling all over myself, they were talking about the Nobel Peace Prize. And they said, who deserved it more, Donald Trump or President Obama? And 98.9% of them said President Obama. And when they were asked later on, because I love how they do it. First they asked that question, they set everybody up, and they come back and say, well, really, what did he do to earn it? And not a one of them could answer the question.
Not an answer.
Because they're brainwashed by those professors. And when the guy said to them, we have never seen peace in the Middle East as we've seen it over the last few years under President Trump, doesn't he deserve the prize? And they said no, because of all the other things he does. Can't name the other things he does.
Could you imagine all these people going, you know, for a job interview, the job that they want, the job that's going to turn the company around. Yet, you know, and they ask them, what have you done? Well, I've got this degree and I've accomplished this and I've been on 3 boards. And but that one time when you were with that one person, you know, back 25, you know, just like they did, you know, with the Supreme Court justice issue. Can you imagine being judged like that for things that have happened years ago, number one? And then secondly, just because you disagree, because CNN, you get your facts from CNN instead of directly from the White House government site, right? It's the judgment that goes on is like no other. And what I don't understand, they all loved Donald Trump before all of this. Hollywood loved the man. Businesses, organizations, they loved him because of what he did and what he gave to these people, especially the inner cities and the urban communities. It's amazing what that man did. And then all of a sudden, because he has an R in front of his name, he's like demonically possessed. And what he's done for the Middle East and peace alone, what he's done in Israel, we all know as Christians that it's just prophetic. It's extremely amazing what he's done. But that alone, and again, I don't even remember why President Obama got nominated
3 months
for it,
before he took
being
office.
What?
Because they projected what he was going to do.
What did he do?
He didn't do anything. I'm not even going to.
Just not even worth it.
Well, look at the students on campus. They heard what the First Step Act was, okay?
Yep.
But it wasn't attributed to anybody. And they thought it was Kamala Harris. And so they were loving it. They were loving on it. They were talking about it the whole nine yards. And then the commentators said, well, actually, that's President Trump's program. Mm. And it's been quite successful.
Quite.
And they were not happy about it. No, that can't
be.
You must be mistaken. So we brainwashed them, or I should say, some of you listening, your kids have been brainwashed, but not only tax dollars, but your other dollars, to believe that Trump is a bad man, America is a bad place, and I'm just going to say it. Shame on you for not paying attention to what your kids are learning in school, what they're being brainwashed with. All right? I mean, what you see happening in the streets is because everybody had to have a trophy, right?
It really is. It's a systemic effort that's been going on for quite a bit, quite a long time. There's a lot, of course, of persuasion. We want to be, you know, politically correct going on in the schools and even churches. Sorry to say, there are a lot of loose churches that it's happening as well. And I'm beginning to hear about it more and more. And it's. They're controlling everything your children are getting and listening to. They're controlling the social environment. They're controlling the physical environment. And they want to destroy any loyalties whatsoever to what they deem as unfavorable groups or individuals, which happens to be the current president of the United States, which I, again, don't understand. Because what I don't understand is people love America, yet the idea and what America stands for, all of a sudden we don't like just because Donald Trump is in office. So we don't like opportunity and freedom, things he fights for, religious rights, the First Amendment. I don't get it.
How he talks, he makes me feel bad when he's yelling at other people or he's looking down at people. I just want to curl up in a ball and go to my corner with my little fluffy dog.
What I tell clients that don't like to listen to people but actually like the person, or don't like listening to their boss but actually still want a job, is to turn them off. Stop watching. Stop listening. Say, okay, be the bigger person. Don't repeat what they're saying. Act differently. But if they are smart and good and talented at what they do, then keep working and keep trying to be better, and then go to reliable sites to find out the information, because there's so many stories that have been coming out lately, you know, on all of these liberal websites that, of course, and this is something that's been going on since the beginning of media time, that, you know, it's all in the headline, right? And then you read it and it's like, oh, well, that's not at all what happened. You know what? Yep. So you really have to tune out the bad stuff, because we all have bad stuff going on. Again, somebody was arguing with me today about, you know, what you're talking about, of Trump did this and Trump did that. And most of it was years ago, things, you know, his past life, but also how brash he is. And I'm like, how can you worship him? And I'm like, I don't worship him. Number one, I don't know where you would get that. I don't, they constantly say it, but yes, I'm going to fight to get him in office. He is but one entity, one piece that makes America amazing. Why not like that?
Okay, well, you hear the music. You know what that means. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Over my head. But I'm not well educated either, so that's hard to go from my head. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 on Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the polls. A lot you can do. Lots going on. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I mean that sincerely. I mean, there's so much we could be doing or not doing or whatever. Get involved, though, and get informed before you get involved. I can't tell you how many times I've jumped into something because I trusted somebody. They gave me the information. And frankly, after I really looked at it hard, wow, it was stupid. So please, read, understand, know what's going on, and then make your decision. Seriously. Stop making us look like, stop making guys like me, and I know I shouldn't have to, but stop making guys like me defend guys like you because you didn't do your homework. Anyway, I know she does her homework all the time. I'm never worried about her. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, Dr. B, and I so much appreciate her time with me. She's got an MS in counseling psychology, all right? I mean, she has an emphasis, what is this, neuropsychology?
Medical neuro.
You have to write all this stuff out for me so I can understand it plain.
You do fine. brain. It's great. No. All it means is that I studied the brain, and I probably learned like 0.00001% of how the brain works because I'm not God.
Because of people close to me, is that the brain requires a lot of water for lubricant. I did not.
Yes.
Nobody ever told me that.
But not too much, or it'll kill you. So there's that one lady.
I heard people, what, they drowned from drinking too much. Not drowned. They have a different name for it, but which I always got a kick. My wife drinks water like a fish.
You know? Yes. So. Well, there's that one radio show, right? They were doing a challenge: who can drink like 5 gallons of water in half an hour? And that lady did it. And she died because it's too much water. It erases all the electrolytes, and it gives you a heart attack and swells your brain. So don't do that.
Oh,
don't have.
You heard me, honey. No water for me. I'm going to get my coffee because it's nice.
Those radio talk shows got fired.
I'm going to say Dr. B said no coffee, no water for you, Joe.
I did not say no water. It said, don't drink 5 gallons in a half an hour. Do not try this at home. Oh, I hate water.
You know what? I don't mind. Especially in the summertime, I put a little lemon, a little lime in there, and it's good. What I've been doing lately is this isn't an advertisement, people. I got one of those fizzy, Tammy got me one of those fizzy machines, you know, that puts that makes the water carbonated.
Machines. Yes.
Right? But it's straight regular water.
You like that? Yeah.
I do, because I put a little bit of either a little grape juice or a little apple juice or something, and just a little compared to how much water is in there. And it gives a little flavor, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, that works. My mom just sent me some awesome. They just have a hint of the fruit flavor in it. It's great.
Yeah. I'm good with the lemon and the lime and the grape and the whatever. And
I'm good with a six-pack of Coca-Cola.
Oh, God, really?
It's
you got
so
a
bad.
DR that's, in front of your name. You should know better.
That's my only vice. Coca-Cola.
Okay. No, politics. That would be two vices.
Politics. Is that a vice or is that a thorn in my...
Yeah, there you go. That's probably closer to it, you know? So...
Yes, yes.
Let's get back to the come on, Messini, you missed when you came in here. Oh, the hearings today.
The hearing, yeah.
You know, it's so hard sometimes. And people... We do this 3 hours a day. Right, and you start getting all these stories. You kind of get ahead of yourself because you're excited about certain stories, and then you go to do one, and you're two stories ahead of it, you know. But Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing, if you would, and questions and comments being made today, it is amazing the hate that they have for lack of a better term, for religious people.
Yes,
you know, and here's a woman. Who they should be making statues of. She's successful. She's got children. She's got a mixed race family. She's got a child with special needs. And yet she holds it all together. She pulls it all together. And she's very successful. You think they would be dancing all over this, wouldn't you? I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. You would think. Well, you look at Sarah Palin, right? And I worked her campaign and became, friends with her and had some opportunities to hang out with her. And I looked at what they did to her, right? Right. You know, and she had a special needs child. And even, you know, when some issues happened, you know, they just tore her apart. So I knew that was going to happen. The cool thing is Miss Amy Coney Barrett she's incredibly solid, solid family. What I love about her, she understands both sides. But the liberals, the left, whatever you want to call them, progressives, they're never going to accept that. And I love when Ben Sasse pointed out, you know, gave that little 11-minute speech on civics versus politics. And to me, again, it's the whole psychology of what we are seeing is facts. Civics are the facts. Civics is government. Civics is exactly the process and how we should go about getting her elected or getting, you know, the information to the right people. Whereas politics is what you do, you know, in the back rooms and the deals and what the left keeps throwing out. And so we can't get anything done. And I know that that's their plan. That's, again, it's a very psychological game they're playing. But I take my country seriously. That's the thing. I take life seriously. I think I take everything that God does in the foundation of this country, like it or not, very seriously. And they just keep mocking. They make a mockery of all of it. And that's what they're continuing to do. I don't understand what the Affordable, you know, Health Care Act and taxes and COVID has to do with a belief system and the fact that, you know, getting to find out the root of her heart and how she will vote and how she will judge. I don't understand that.
You're not even supposed to ask those questions. That's number one. Number two is, you know, it's funny how our founding fathers, if you do your homework, our founding fathers were totally into God, totally wanting God to be at the center of education, right, the center of life, if you would, without actually forcing it down anybody's throat. Let's be clear.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they weren't perfect themselves, and people keep pointing that out. I'm like, Jesus Christ was the only perfect man. I don't understand. I can't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? You can't expect everybody in government to be perfect. It doesn't exist. I think that's the frustrating part. And the narcissistic questions, you know, and just their viewpoint, I am very worried, because if you don't want, again, God at the foundation of what we are, and if you want to defund everything and you don't want to have law and order in this nation anymore, then again, the question I always ask is, what foundation do you want? Which one? Really, America, you want the liberals to define your foundation? Because it's not equality and it is not inclusive whatsoever. And that's why I keep saying this is not political, this is spiritual, it's psychological, and they're getting into your mind.
And they're playing with your head at the same
time. Yes.
Look, we've done it to people, though. What do we stand for? And, you know, I can rip on pastors, but it truly, what do parents are teaching their kids when you go to Sunday? They go to church on Sunday. That's it. Do they open their Bible during the week? Do they really live out what they're telling their kids they believe in? Do you know what I'm saying? And then you got pastors up there, frankly, that are all over the place. You know, we are not in one place on one accord right now when it comes to what's going on. So,
what
I'm saying?
Yes, no, we are not. And most of my, I don't have a lot of them, but my few progressive friends that I have are telling me how divisive President Trump is, how divisive conservatives are. And I'm like, okay, us, we're just trying to keep America held together, literally with one hand. You know, the president's got one hand, we're grabbing his hand, and we're holding on to the other coast and trying to keep America together. And y'all keep coming and smacking our hands with sledgehammers so we can't do our job. And you're throwing rocks at our heads, and we're just trying to hold it together.
What have we taught what the pastors or people taught our Christian congregants and their kids when they walk out of churches because the pastor wants to pray for the president?
Right. I mean,
has anybody taught them anything? I mean, loving your enemies is a heck of a lot harder than loving your friends. Well, I don't guess some friends are pretty hard to love, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, really.
Well, yes. No, and people are buying in. There's this article I just read, you know, entitled The Young Are Our Moral Compass. And I'm reading through it, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't think so. And it's all about, you know, all of the things going on, immigration for one. You know, I'm here undocumented, and so are my parents, and we just have to reach out to other undocumented people. I'm like, okay, parents, how about reaching out to your teenager and getting documented? Because it's so disrespectful to all my friends that have moved here and gone through the 5 to 10 to 15 year process, proudly studied the Constitution, proudly sworn their oath to America and to God, and worked for it. And you're teaching your kids to just help other illegal people.
Yeah.
I don't even think that sounds ridiculous. I know you are. It's ridiculous.
I've had this argument. That's not a far drive anyway, but I've had this argument with other pastors before who have large Hispanic populations, and I always say to them, are you supposed to help people break the law? Is that a scripture I missed? If you really love these people, like you say you do, if you really want to help these people, then why aren't you hitting up some of the attorneys at the church, in the church? Why are you hitting up people for donations, maybe to help put up a legal battle so they can stay here?
Right.
Instead of helping them break the law.
Well, right. Look at BLM. Look at Antifa, you know, supporting them.
It was good. Anyway, tell people where to
find
you.
It's crazy, Joe. Come find me, drbradio.com.
That's
go
too
vote.
Easy. Can you make it harder? I'm no. Dr. ABCDFG. Anyhow, so I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk to the pastor who actually some headaches with a ballot harvesting box that wasn't appropriately marked. Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go.